Meditations on the Holy Spirit in preparation for the Feast of Pentecost.
Written and spoken by Brother Elia, with chants by Harpadehi.
Day 7, the kindness.
Holy Spirit, it is said of you that you are a kind and human loving spirit, and that the fruit that you may grow in the human soul is kindness. Kindness is an agreeable attitude of man by which one easily wins the other person and makes him feel loved and acknowledged. And if this kindness is without falsehood, which it is without doubt, if it matures in the soul as a fruit of your work, then it is a sun in the life of man. It reflects the attitude with which God meets us, because God does not only want us to recognize him as our Father, but he also wants to be our trusted friend. Jesus calls his disciples his friends, and that is how he treats them. His heart is turned toward them and accepts them as they are. But this does not prevent him from also pointing out to them their wrong attitudes, in order to unite them more deeply with the love of God.
Spiritus Sanctus, procere in satrono, apostolorum pectora, invisibiliter penetravit, alleluia.
Kindness, dear Holy Spirit, does not consist in affirming everything that the other person does, but it is an attitude of the heart that is fundamentally turned towards the person, which enables him to know that he is accepted in our presence, that he does not need to protect himself, that he can let mistrust go, and that he can meet us freely. It creates a basis of trust. It is all the more clear that, O Holy Spirit, it must be a genuine kindness, not an attitude that is pretentious or manipulative, and certainly not that attitude which is friendly on the outside, but then talks bad behind the back. Let that be far from us. The kindness that is your fruit, therefore, involves the transformation of the heart. One is then not only sometimes friendly, and then again unfriendly, and dependent on moods, but this kindness grows out of the love bond with you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum.
Spiritus Sanctus, procere in satrono, apostolorum pectora, invisibiliter penetravit, alleluia.
If, through your grace, it is to mature into a lasting basic mood of the heart, then clear out everything in my heart that may still stand against other people, so that it is not sympathies or antipathies that determine me, but the yes that you fundamentally have for people. In this way, beloved God, everyone can get to know your kindness to humanity. And if this is further enhanced by acts of love, then perhaps they will also notice that kindness is not only a pleasant human attitude, but has an ever deeper origin in you, especially if it is a constant way of meeting people. And that, dear Holy Spirit, is so important for us Christians. We do not want to be in the foreground, but people should recognize you as the origin of all good things. Your kindness and your goodness. But if we can open a path to this recognition through our kindness, then cleanse us all the more and purify us from all that is false and illusionary, everything that is self-centered, so that your light presence can grow in us.
Lucem tuam, Domine, nobis concede, ut destructis cordium.